This is The Beat, a podcast series that keeps you in the know about the latest community policing topics facing our nation.
With us today is Chief Hassan Aden from Greenville's Police Department in Greenville, North Carolina. Chief Aden joined the department in November 2012, and one of the issues he addressed early on was this idea of police legitimacy. Chief, can you tell us what your thinking was and what your approach was in that area?
Yes. First, thanks for having me. When I first joined the police department, prior to accepting the position, I'd done a lot of research. And that research led me to a couple of different areas that I needed to learn more about. And there were several studies that I looked at that indicated that there may have been some legitimacy issue with some of the various communities that the police department is responsible for policing. And a lot of the issues were divided, racially. And I needed to look at that a little closer. So I did. And one of the ways that I wanted to address those issues and make sure that moving forward, we were an inclusive police department and considered everyone's view and opinion, and also pulled some communities that were not at the table. They were not engaged for whatever reason. We brought them to the table. We decided to do a strategic planning process that involved major stakeholders, NAACP, SCLC, East Carolina University, Vidant Health, all of the major, major players, the business community, and a lot of the neighborhood groups. So quite frankly, they were a little bit shocked. When we invited them, literally, I had people call me back and ask me what this was all about. They had really never been at the table. And it's rare, I think, in American policing to have that, or in any policing, to have people at the table to, really work through strengths, weaknesses, and focusing on key areas and key activities that the police department is going to be undertaking. And ours was a 3-year strategic plan, so over the next 3 years, which is a significant time. And the other really neat aspect of this was we also developed a new mission statement. I looked at our mission statement at the time. No one could really tell me how it was developed, who developed it, what it really meant. So we developed a new mission statement with these stakeholders. And it may not have been exactly what I would have written, but it was absolutely on point. And better than that, it was meaningful. It meant something to everyone that participated.
And why did you think it was so important to do it this way, to bring in those external stakeholders?
I think that when you look at community policing and when you look at police legitimacy, we've come a long way. But I really feel as though we have missed the opportunity to have the community determine how the police is going to police them. And this was really a way to strip down all the barriers and have conversations. Literally, we had police officers, citizens, representatives from these organizations, all sitting at small tables respectfully talking about what irks them and what pushes their buttons or what services they need that they're not getting. And at the end of the day, there were a lot of smiles and relationships that were repaired or forged that weren't there when we walked into that room.
Was there any resistance from within the department? Why are we bringing external folks in to do our own strategic plan?
There was no resistance. There were concerns raised, respectfully. But I think that most people knew. They had figured me out by that point. And they knew that I meant what I stated, which is that we are going to be a community-oriented police department. And in doing so, I was unchallenged. But there were questions, and I was able to answer those questions. And I think that we had strong buy-in. Certainly, by the time we came out of there, very strong buy-in. I hear officers talking about this. They all have copies of our strategic plan and extra copies, and they hand those out to community members. They're proud of it. And they should be proud of it.
As part of the effort toward police legitimacy, we've heard not many, but just a few police chiefs who have apologized to the community for past actions of the police department. Are you one of those chiefs?
I am. And I apologize in a general sense for the way that policing has treated people or mistreated people, and not specifically the Greenville Police Department. I mean, I'm from the Alexander Police Department through and through until I retired last November. But, even there, it's a general statement about American policing. And, I'm not ashamed to have apologized for that and to tell people that it's a new time and there's a new way of thinking, and there's a whole crew of police chiefs that are coming up that think this way and act this way, which is actually more important.
And why did you think it was important to do that?
Because I wanted to let people know where I was and to let the public know that whatever has happened in the past in the city of Greenville, this is not that. This is a new police department that's innovative, cares about its community, and it cares about itself. And those are important things, because if you don't care about the community and you don't care about your police department, you might as well not exist.
And what was the reaction?
It was appreciated. There was some shock from some of the groups, particularly the NAACP. They did not have a very good relationship. We now have an excellent relationship, and the complaints still come in, and we handle them professionally, but we're in the room talking. We're partners in making sure that we deal with and address the issues that they bring up.
So you have made a lot of big steps in your first months as the new chief. Any advice to other new chiefs?
Learn your community and make sure that you take the time to really explain what you're doing and why you're doing it. I think that's important, because the police department has a culture. The communities that you serve have cultures, and the government that you're going to be working in has culture. And then there's a bunch of subcultures within those. So you have to make sure that you learn those first and that you tread lightly but decisively and be successful.
And would you, that's with regard to the community, would you say the same with regard to the department when you're a new chief?
Absolutely. You have to be respectful, and you have to take the time to show them that you care about where they've been and that you care about explaining where you all might be going together.
Well, it sounds like you're off to a great start. Good luck, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
The Beat was brought to you by the United States Department of Justice Cops Office. The Cops Office helps to keep our nation's communities safe by giving grants to law enforcement agencies, developing community policing publications, developing partnerships, and solving problems.
The opinions contained herein are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official position or policies of the U.S. Department of Justice. References to specific agencies, companies, products, or services should not be considered an endorsement by the authors or the U.S. Department of Justice. Rather, the references are illustrations to supplement discussion of the issues.